We are back. You know, we let Rebecca run out for a second, but we have been discussing in Talk of Town all the amazing, amazing programs going on in North Hempstead. And Ann and I were laughing during the break because if anybody could see what this desk looks like, there are papers pretty much everywhere. So we could talk for the rest of the afternoon, I think, Ann.
Correct, I'm sure.
But a program that is really great that Ann said she will be definitely attending is on May 31st, the Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day at the Viscardi Center. I went to this last year. It is such an amazing program. It's, you know, it's a learning session. There's hands-on demonstrations, and there's tons and tons of different organizations there. And it's for people who you have vision or hearing or speech loss, the parents of those people, the caregivers, occupational therapists, music therapists. They're really encouraging everyone to come out here, and you just can learn about the new advancements going on, because this could really make or break your quality of life, you know, and remaining in your home, like these different things that are out there that can keep you safe and happy.
So. The Viscardi Center is a real eye-opener for anyone that wants to see what it's like to be challenged and how you work through
you have
that.
To overcome it, absolutely.
And the support service that's available is wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
And there is free breakfast and lunch being served here, which is an extra bonus to the speaker. from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it will be at the Viscardi Center. This is on May 31st. And you could actually call 311 to get more information about this. And, you know, you're able to get medical transportation through PI for this as well.
Great. 311 for that.
So call 311.
As long as you live in the town of North
Absolutely
Hempstead.
Right.
Yes.
And that is May 31st once again. So definitely, you know, you can call 311 for the transportation if you need it. And if you want to actually register, call 516-465-1632.
Is it mandatory to register?
You need to, yeah, because the space is limited, so they really want to make sure that they you know, have enough for everyone. So definitely check that out as well.
Thank you for telling us about
that. Of course,
that.
My pleasure. You know, another All the Rage, you know, we talk about, we even left at the office because a lot of us enjoy this coloring for, you know, to calm yourself down, to reduce stress. So we have, in addition, we've been doing this program at the Roslyn Community Center. One of our social workers, Audrey, does this, and, you know, it's a whole, it's really branching out to be so wonderful because the group sits there, it helps relieve stress, improves your mood, and plus you get to socialize along the way. You bring a bag lunch. This one is over at the Roslyn Community Center, and the next session will be on Thursday, May 25th from 11:15 to 12:15.
So they're not using crayons, are they?
No, they're colored pencils because it's adult coloring.
That's right.
So it's fancier coloring.
Okay.
And, you know,
that's good to know.
People also need to know, you know, because you might hear color. Okay, these sheets and these coloring books are so intricate. I mean, the lines
detailed.
And it's the little tiny. So it's really, you know, it takes concentration, which I think is part of the help. You know, you're putting your mind all in
focus,
that.
Focus, yeah.
So it's really a fun thing to do. And it was successful there, and now it is being offered at the Yes We Can Community Center as well. It's facilitated by Gia and Joyce, who work for North Hempstead. And it's called Color Me Calm, Mindfulness Coloring for Stress Reduction. The next one, well, it's actually going on today.
Yes.
Currently. And May 19th, so it's on Fridays. And it'll go through June, too. And it's really just so great. And the sheets are provided. If you happen to have your own fancy coloring pencils, you could bring those, obviously, as well. But it's
come on,
from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
How many of us don't love, like, just getting out the, you know, being able to do one page in a kid's coloring book?
Right.
I mean, it's like 30 pages are a mess, and there's this one perfect page with a beautiful.
It's very true, because I know I will sit with my friends' kids, and I'll be sitting there like, let me just color this
maybe
one.
You should use
maybe
this
I one. Should, you know, maybe we should, like, have everything accurate, you know, for the Disney princess's hair color. I get a little serious, but it's really just a great thing, and it's been proven, like I said, to really reduce stress. And it's nice to do in a group setting. You'll meet new people, and I think it's just beneficial on a whole bunch of levels. So definitely check that out as well. And we are having Martha Cohen, who was on our radio program, who's one of our fabulous PI members.
Yeah, she's great.
She is going to be doing A World in Motion, will be on May 23rd, and that's a current events group. I love that they everybody walks out really engaged and invigorated after her session, and you'll see on the chalkboard all kinds of different writings, and there's certainly a lot of world issues to discuss as well. So they definitely have no shortage of things to discuss there. And that is on May 23rd from 2:15 to 3:15 at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Great.
So everyone should definitely.
That's where we work.
Check that out. Yeah, that's right. And you can come visit us as well.
You can find Christina there.
We are there. And hot off the presses, we are having a fire prevention in the home chat. It's going to be at the Fuchillo Park. And it's really going to be it's definitely an important topic. And it's going to be John Driscoll. He's the second assistant chief at the Carl Place Fire Department. He will discuss all the different tips of just how to keep safe in the home and prevent fires.
You know, Fuchillo Park is one of the parks in the town, like one of these like hidden gems.
It's like a little hidden gem. It is, right.
You really have to, you know, you can find mm-hmm. it. It's complicated to find, but if you can get to this,
yeah,
this
absolutely.
Program, it's so important, especially with the change of the seasons and
yeah, you know. it's something. I mean, like, and there's little things to do to keep safe. And you know, we're all about having people remain in their homes safely.
Right.
So this is one of the aspects of doing that, obviously. So that will be on Tuesday, May 30th, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Fuchillo Park. You can call 311 to get, you know, exact directions if you need, as well.
Right. Okay.
In addition, I really want to remind everyone that this week, you know, probably last week into this week, you should have received your copy of the Pioneer newsletter. This issue is so wonderful. It's all surrounded around the theme of Older Americans Month, this month, May, which is really just age. It's called Age Out Loud. And we at Project Independence, we saw that. We're like, this is just sums up Project
Perfect.
Independence. Because it's kind of the new face of aging and how it is and really just maintaining being active and involved in the community. So the whole issue is surrounding that. We have an amazing interview that we had with Otto Lohse, who's one of our co-hosts, and he's very involved with Project Independence.
Oh, yeah.
He interviewed Council Member Lee Seaman.
That was
which was a wonderful.
Wonderful,
wonderful. And Rebecca and I had the privilege of being there and actually seeing it go on live, and it was just the two of them. It was seamless, and it was really wonderful.
It was fascinating to hear Lee's beginnings
her history,
and
right.
her, you know, her involvement with, you know, with public service.
Absolutely.
And coming from, you know, moving to Great Neck
yeah.
as a young family.
And it's just, you know, what we all, like a light bulb went off in our heads is that, you know, Lee's whole life always was somehow involved in politics and government and service to the community.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been an ongoing theme in different degrees throughout her life. So that was really amazing. So that is in here. We also have some tips on scam awareness,
yeah,
which we really just try to constantly get the word out.
You know what?
That.
Because by the time you hear about a scam, it the next one's already out
right.
there.
So you gotta it's really true. You know, and luckily, you know, we have this forum here that we get scam things sent in all the time from people saying, you know, this is I got this. I got
this.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I constantly, you know, it's not even necessarily a full scam, but it's like these sweepstakes. Oh, you won this. You know, and it's like and every day. Like I can't tell you.
Right.
I get the same like phone call, and it changes the
right.
number. So
and by the way, a sweepstakes scam. No sweepstake is ever going to ask you to send them money
right.
to send you money.
Absolutely.
So that's a scam.
Yeah, so this one is really, we try to have different themes in the scam awareness in the Pioneer. And this one's how to handle an unexpected sales call. Really what you should ask, you know, and what you should look out for. And
very timely, because I know
Absolutely.
We're all affected by annoying phone calls on our cell phones now, on our home phone. Most people don't even answer their home phone anymore. I guess.
Because
I think
everyone's like, yeah, it's just.
It's always a, you know, some kind of scam telemarketer.
And Absolutely. The robocalls has become a real hot issue.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, nationwide. So that's something that it's good to be aware of it because they love to target certain populations.
Right. Yeah, and that's what, you know, unfortunately, we're unable to get rid of these people doing these things. But what we can do over here is educate and spread the word on it. So,
right. And what Ann was saying, looking out, they look for the vulnerable population, you know, for whatever the scam is. And seniors, unfortunately, are preyed upon.
Yeah. Absolutely. And just in line with this scam thing, Paula Yule, who's the deputy commissioner over where in our building, actually got an email from the Administration for Community Living, wanted to warn everyone about a scam
right.
that they
yes.
had been involved in. And this is, there's a lot of people saying that they're receiving calls from people claiming to be, you know, part of the ACL and also emails as well. saying they are from the Administration on Aging, and they're requesting your personal and financial information. And they're telling people to please know this is a phishing scam. The ACL will never ask for your Social Security number. They will not ask you to send a check in order to access any kind of benefit. And to please contact them if you, you know, if you get any kind of message, just to check the bill. And that's what we always tell people, is that, you know, the worst case is that it is from the actual company, and then if you call them directly, they'll say, yes, we did send you this.
Right.
You know, they're not going to get mad at you for questioning that. So that's definitely a number one thing to do. So we just want to remind people of that current scam that is going on. And also in the Pioneer is a new section we did that we think is really exciting by our one and
the one and only, Otto Lowe.
You know, Otto had a whole list he brought to the meeting of just tips he's just thought about and, you know, like different things that he thinks are kind of important things for you to age in place in North Hempstead. So we said, Otto, this is great. Why don't we put it in the Pioneer as just a little blurb? So there is the sound suggestions from Otto Los is in the center of the Pioneer. We also feature an article on Martha Cohen, who we had mentioned earlier, who does the World in Motion group. And we also have Barbara Melman, who does our technology for the Terrified program.
And didn't she recommend the
Gail Kirshenbaum? She did. It's all, you know, it's a full circle over here.
Yeah.
And Barbara will be providing another program. She just had one this week.
Yeah.
She'll be doing another one in September, so we'll get you all that information as soon as we have that. We have another section in the Pioneer on medication management, which is a huge, huge thing. The different do's and don'ts from Judy Beiser, who is over at St. John's College of Pharmacy. She's wonderful. We've had her on our program as well. So there's tips to do that. We have tips on living healthier that was submitted by one of our members. It's a really wonderful issue. If you are not receiving the Pioneer, please call 311 or 869-6311. It'll be sent over to me, and I will make sure you are on the list. And we want everyone receiving this Pioneer because it's really a wonderful, wonderful issue.
Okay, well, that was perfect timing because now we are down to 20 seconds
there we
again.
Go. Good.
And then we are going to have our final segment in a few minutes. You've been listening to Project Independence and You at wcwp.org, and we will be right back.